a long time. And this morning, we're by the camps. It's like you can see all of the physical and all of the terror and all of the torture. But there's whole generations that you don't see, whole generations that you'll never see. My great great grandfather was the B'nai Yisachar. The things got cut off because of that. My grandfather, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, he paid for us to go to conservative school. And his daughter, my aunt, Tante Betty, when she davened that they wouldn't send me to public school, I was only there for kindergarten, she sat me on her lap and she said, they're not going to send me to public school, when I was 2 years old. And I only was there for kindergarten. The conservative rabbi in the school realized our last names. And when I was 9 years old, I met the Geneva Rebbe in Brooklyn. I think it could be that it was the first time in my life that I felt special. It was a very big deal when I would walk into shul. I was a little kid, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know it was usher to watch TV on Shabbos. And they made such a big deal. And the Rebbe would call me over, and Birchus Kahanim would go under his talus. And I remember he taught me, he paid somebody to teach me Aleph Beis. And I was always saying, like, okay, let's learn the B'nai Yisachar. Let's learn the B'nai Yisachar. And he kept on telling me, if you're going to learn Gemara, then you're going to be able to learn anything that you want. The B'nai Yisachar wants you to become a big Talmud Chacham. I think that and ever since then, it's always been like that. When I went to I don't know why I never said this in public. When I went to Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, I went to him with my friend Michael Drandoff. I told him that my brain is broken because I couldn't learn Gemara. I was 19 years old, and I always had this image in my mind, oh, B'nai Yisachar, I have to learn Gemara, I have to learn Gemara. I remember telling him, it's hard to remember because it doesn't make any sense because I love learning Gemara. I told him my brain is broken, I can't learn. I think that when Hashem orchestrated me to meet the Dinavi Rebbe, I think that was a moment in my life of Yarastachli. When I was listening on the bus, and there was such a moving moment on the bus with the Chevra, with Svi, to just take a moment and think about those words, V'yarastachli, that Hashem is saying, I'm marrying you, l'olam, forever. And the psukim beforehand, it's, we weren't necessarily doing all these amazing good deeds, and Hashem is saying, I'm marrying you forever. I think at the moment that Hashem orchestrated that I should realize my connection to the B'nai Yisachar, he orchestrated a moment that stayed with me forever and ever and ever. I think that for some people here, they might have a moment of Aras Dechli when they met Rabbi Fisher. I think that there are moments in our life that we can go back to, and when we're putting on our tefillin, when we're wrapping the ring on our finger, and we're thinking of the words that you, Hashem, are marrying me, you're betrothing me, you're taking me in for my good and for my bad. You love me. It's not, I don't know, it doesn't say what we say back to Hashem, I don't think. It biarastech li la'olam, that Hashem is saying to us. That's been something that's taken me through my life. And I want to really thank Rabbi Fisher for bringing us here. The last time I was here was when I was 18. I scratched myself. I have a picture. I didn't bring it. I don't know why. I scratched myself standing here next to this ceiling because I didn't feel anything and I didn't cry. And I just wanted so badly to connect. So Rabbi Shon was the shliach that brought me here when I was 18. Rabbi Fisher was the shliach that brought me here when I'm 38. And I really, really thank God that somehow He picked me up from the emptiness. He gave me a little bit of light. And when people share their pain with me and their suffering and their confusion and their anxieties, I'm really praying right now. I'm really praying right now that they should have the same way that Hashem gave me this moment of Yiras Dechli, that I was able to see and I was able to feel. And even though it took me a long time to know when that moment in my life was, because we all have it, we're just not all zeichet to see it. I think that we all have it. I think each and every one of us has it. And maybe we'll see it. Maybe we know it. I think, I really mean it. I think that for some people, the moment that Rabbi Fisher entered their lives, wherever it was, when they saw him in the back in Waterbury or whatever the story is, that could be a moment where it's, this is so special. This is such a above my normal life that I'm used to, that that's where Hashem was sending me a moment of Yaras Dechli that I can go back to and I can remind myself, Hashem, you love me. I don't know what I'm feeling. It doesn't matter what I'm feeling. I'm wrapping it on my finger. I'm reminding myself of what Hashem is telling me. It's not a, this isn't a feeling. This is a reality that Hashem says, Aras Dechli La'olam. I'm really davening here that I should remember this, that my family should have this, my brothers, my parents, my brother, my parents, my brothers in yeshiva, my brothers from past yeshiva, all of the Jewish brothers and sisters of Klal Yisrael, to have that moment in our life, to really look for it, to look for that moment of Yaras Dechli La'olam. Where is Hashem in my life? Even when it's going to get hard and dark, we're walking on this dark road, there's nothing here. But there's so much here, we just have to look for it. We just have to look for it. Hashem loves us. Find it. I'm begging you guys, find that moment. And even when it's the darkest times, even when you feel this and you feel that and you think this and you think that, you can always come back to those words. Bi'aras Dechli. And you can come back to whatever that is in your life, wherever you can see that. It can't get broken. It can't get broken. It's eternal. Yeah, we have inspiration for a song while we're here. It's okay.
Everything that he does is for our best.